Welcome to the weekly Krishna Consciousness Radio Program. This is Krishna Kanta Devi Dasi. We welcome you to Sri Sri Radhagiri Dhari Temple on 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, Kumu, also known as Highway 12. Every Sunday, there is a Sunday feast program that begins at 11 a.m. with Kirtan, Midday Aarti. And after Midday Aarti, there's a short class on Bhagavad Gita as it is. After Bhagavad Gita class, there is Srila Prabhupada Guru Puja. And after Guru Puja, there is Mahaprasadam. The next temple program is Narasimha Chaturdashi on Tuesday, the 25th of May. Because 2021 is Srila Prabhupada's 125th birth anniversary, we will have reading from his biography called Srila Prabhupada Lila Amrita, written by Satsarup Das Goswami, by Radha Padma Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Continuing reading from Srila Prabhupada Lila Amrita, a biography of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Continuing chapter 4, How Shall I Serve You? Therefore, if the absolute truth is one about which we think there is no difference of opinion, the Guru also cannot be two. The Acharya Dev, to whom we have assembled tonight to offer our humble homage, is not the Guru of a sectarian institution or one out of many different exponents of truth. On the contrary, he is the Jagat Guru, or the Guru of all of us. The only difference is that some obey him wholeheartedly, while others do not obey him directly. The Guru of whom Abhay spoke, of course, was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, the representative of the original compiler of the scriptures, Vyasadeva. Abhay explained how Lord Krishna had delivered transcendental knowledge to Brahma, the creator of this particular universe. From Brahma, the knowledge has descended to Narada, from Narada to Vyasa, and from Vyasa to Madhva. Because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was presenting the Vedic knowledge as is without any interpretation, in Parampara, he was the bona fide Acharya who could enlighten others with the revealed knowledge of the Vedas. Abhay continued, "Gentlemen, our knowledge is so poor, our senses are so imperfect and our sources are so limited that it is not possible for us to have even the slightest knowledge of the absolute region without surrendering ourselves at the lotus feet of Sri Vyasadeva and his bona fide representative." This transcendental knowledge, Abhay explained, had been known in India for thousands of years. And this knowledge, although presently obscured, was India's real gift to the world. We must conclude that the darkness of the present age is not due to lack of material advancement, but that we have lost the clue to our spiritual advancement, which is the prime necessity of human life and the criterion of the highest type of civilization. Throwing of bombs from aeroplanes is no advancement of civilization from the primitive uncivilized way of dropping big stones on the heads of the enemies from the tops of the hills. Improvement in the art of killing our neighbors by inventing machine guns and by means of poisonous gases is certainly no advancement from primitive barbarism, priding itself on its art of killing by bows and arrows. Nor does the development of a sense of pampered selfishness prove anything more than intellectual animalism. Thus, while others were yet in the womb of historical oblivion, the sages of India had developed a different kind of civilization, which enables us to know ourselves. They had discovered that we are not at all material entities, but that we are all spiritual, permanent, and non-destructible servants of the Absolute. End quote. The speech continued, describing the horrible consequences of a misspent human life. The sufferings of repeated birth ended. Again and again, Abhay stressed the need to surrender to the spiritual master. He criticized empirical, mundane philosophers, godless politicians, and blind sense gratifiers. He repeatedly pointed to the soul's natural and sublime position as the servant of God and as the servant of the pure devotee of God. Abhay, an initiated disciple of a spiritual master, for a little more than 2 years, referring to himself as a student, continued, "Gentlemen, although we are like ignorant children in the knowledge of transcendence, still His divine grace, my Gurudev, has kindled a small fire within us to dissipate the invincible darkness of the empirical knowledge. And we are so much so on the safe side that no amount of philosophical argument of the empiric schools of thought can deviate us an inch from the position of our eternal dependence on the lotus feet of His divine grace. And we are prepared to challenge the most erudite scholars of the Mayavad school on this vital issue, that the personality of Godhead and His transcendental spots in Goloka alone constitute the sublime information of the Vedas." He then ended his speech with an eloquent prayer of submission. "Personally, I have no hope to have any direct service of the coming crores of birth of the sojourn of my life. But I'm confident that someday or other I shall be delivered from this mire of delusion in which I am at present so deeply sunk. Therefore, let me with all my earnestness pray at the lotus feet of my divine master to let me suffer the lot which I am destined to do for all my past misdoings, but to let me have this power of recollection that I am nothing but a tiny servant of the Almighty Absolute Godhead, realized through the unflinching mercy of my Divine Master. Let me therefore bow down at His lotus feet with all the humility at my command." He submitted both the poem and the speech to the harmonist. The poem, Abhay's first publication, announced him as a competent writer in English. And Swami Bhakti Pradipa Tirtha, editor of the harmonist, informally dubbed Abhay as Kavi, learned poet. Some of Abhay's godbrothers also picked up on the name and began calling him Kavi. Most of them, even the sannyasis, were not so proficient in English. But Abhay was not ordinary. They could appreciate that the poem was personal, written out of Abhay's genuine worship and his joy at having accepted a genuine spiritual master. But it was also written strictly in accord with the conclusions of the scriptures. For Abhay, however, the glory of his Sri Vyas Puja homage came when the poem reached Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and it gave him pleasure. One stanza specifically made Bhaktisiddhanta so happy that he made a point of showing it to all of his guests. "Absolute is sentient. thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity, thou hast moved. Somehow, in this simple couplet, Abhay had captured the essence of his spiritual master's preaching against the Mayavadis, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta took it as an indication of how well Abhay knew the mind of his Gurudev. Abhay was delighted when he heard that the couplet was pleasing to his spiritual master. One of Abhay's godbrothers compared this verse by Abhay to a verse in which Rupa Goswami had expressed the inner thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had thus moved him to ecstasy. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati also found the essay pleasing, and he showed it to some of his confidential devotees. He instructed the editor of The Harmonist, whatever he writes, publish it. Abhay thought it only natural that he should have many business enemies and competitors. It was a sign of success. But his Bombay competitions caused him to lose another good chance to become wealthy. The enemy was the son of Abhay's supervisor at Smith's Institute. Both son and father complained to the Smith Institute executives that Abhay Charandey was pushing goods from his own laboratory and not Smith's. By this intrigue, Abhay lost his position with Smith Institute, and his supervisor placed his own son as the new agent. Abhay was again on his own. While continuing to help his sannyasi godbrothers in Bombay, he found a two-story building for rent at Gavliya Tank Road. Everyone agreed it would make a suitable center, and Abhay arranged for the rental and for the initial repairs and helped the sannyasis move in. It seemed that his endeavors for spiritual thing were always successful, whereas his business efforts were consistently failing. Of course, a new business enemies were of no cause of war, discouragement, intrigues and losses were always part of the game. He was still well known in the pharmaceutical business throughout India. But it wasn't so much the give and take of business that disturbed him as his own doubts about whether this was the best way for him to serve his spiritual master. Business was good only if it could go side by side with his spiritual life. Lord Chaitanya had said that the chanting of Hare Krishna should be spread to every town and village. And Abhay wanted to assist his spiritual master in fulfilling that prophecy, especially by contributing money and helping establish centers. His earnings should not go solely for his family. Ideally, family life and spiritual life should progress side by side. But the difficulty was Abhay's wife. She was disturbed over the business losses and apathetic towards the spiritual successes. She wanted to stay within the orbit of home and family, and despite Abhay's suggestions, she refused to accept initiation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. It was his own wife who was his most formidable competitor, and she waged her opposition right in the home where it was least welcome. When Abhay occasionally visited his family in Allahabad, he tried to satisfy them with his good intentions. Business had not gone so well in Bombay, but he had new plans, and he assured his family that there was no need to worry. He planned to do more preaching in his home. The whole family could become more involved in spiritual activities. He wanted to invite guests, hold discussions on Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, perform kirtan, distribute prasadam. He wanted to preach just as his spiritual master and godbrothers were preaching. Such a program wouldn't require that a sannyasi or brahmachari come and preside. Abhay could do it himself. This could be an example of the ideal household life. But Radharani was unsubmissive. Rather than coming to hear him speak, she stayed with the children in another room taking tea. In Bombay, Abhay associated with Sridhar Maharaj and Bhakti Saranga Goswami. Both sannyasis were highly literate scholars Sridhar Maharaj was respected for his erudition in the Shastras, and Bhakti Saranga Goswami for his writing and preaching in English. Sometimes Abhay would discuss his realizations with them. Abhay also studied the scriptures on his own. His spiritual master's commentary on the Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, as well as commentaries by the previous acharyas. While reading Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, 41st verse, he read that the disciple should consider the order of the spiritual master to be his life and soul. These words produced a deep effect on Abhay, strengthening his desire to execute Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's command. And in the 88th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he came upon a verse in which Lord Krishna said something that startled him. Yasyaham anugranami harishye tattanam sanai tatodhanam tyajanti yasya swajana dukkha dukkitam. When I feel especially merciful disposed towards someone, I gradually take away all his material possessions. His friends and relatives then reject this poverty-stricken and most wretched fellow. Abhay shuddered as he read the verse. It seemed to speak directly to him. But what did it mean? Does it mean, he thought, that Krishna will take away all my money? Was that what was actually happening? Was that why his business plans were failing? He discussed the meaning of this verse with Sridhar Maharaj. Then Sridhar Maharaj confirmed, yeah, this might very well be what was happening between Lord Krishna and Abhay. In July 1935, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati came to install the deity of Lord Krishna and to institute deity worship at the Bombay Center. He was pleased with what his disciples had done so far, and Bhakti Saranga Maharaj admitted that much of the work was due to Abhay Babu, who had collected funds and established the new center. Why is Abhay living separately? Bhakti Saranga asked. He should be president of this Bombay center. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati replied, it is better that he is living outside your company. He will do. When the time comes, he will do everything himself. You don't have to recommend him. Abhay had not been present when this was spoken, but his godbrothers told him what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta had said. These words of his spiritual master, with a mysteriously prophetic air, were important to Abhay. He treasured the words within himself and meditated upon their meaning. In November 1935, he was again with his spiritual master in Vrindavan. It was the Kartik season, the ideal time to visit Vrindavan, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was staying for a month when his disciples at peaceful Radha Kund, the sacred lake where Radha and Krishna used to sport. After leaving Bombay in July, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had gone to Calcutta, where he had spoken on radio, delivered many public lectures, welcomed back the preachers he had sent to Europe, and finished publishing his Srimad Bhagavatam translation and commentary. Then, in October, he had come to Radha Kund, occupying a small one-story house Bhakti Vinod Thakur had constructed, and he had been reading and speaking to the assembled devotees on the Upanishads, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Srimad Bhagavatam. He also had installed deities at Sri Kunja Vihari Mutt. The banks of Radha Kund were overhung with bright green foliage, growing from the gnarled branches of ancient tamarind, the mala and neem trees. In the shallow of the water, cranes stood on sight-like legs. While river turns skimmed across the lake, sometimes abruptly diving for fish. Sometimes a tortoise would poke its nose up from the water's depth, or a fish would jump. Green parrots, usually in pairs, flew in and out of the green trees, and sparrows chirped and hopped from place to place. Peacocks were also there, mostly in nearby gardens, as well as were occasional rabbits and even deer. The atmosphere was enriched with the history of Krishna Leela. 5,000 years ago, Radha and Krishna had engaged in transcendental pastimes here. And only 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya had rediscovered Radha Kund. Lord Chaitanya's great followers, Raghunath Das Goswami, had resided here for many years, constantly chanting Hare Krishna and discussing the activities of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here, in a small bhajana kutir, Krishna Das Kaviraj had written Chaitanya Charitamrita. The narrator of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati relished so much. Many of the inhabitants at Radha Kund were Babajis, living in small bhajan kutir and spending their time chanting Hare Krishna. Having heard of his spiritual master's stay here, Abhay, bringing his son with him, had travelled from Bombay just to have darshan of his spiritual master. To see, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was always an occasion for jubilation. But to see him in Vrindavan was an added perfection. This meeting with his beloved guide and friend was different from the time in 1932 when Abhay had seen him on the Vrindavan Parikrama. Now, Abhay was no longer sitting anonymously in the back of a room. Now, he was a bona fide disciple, recognized as the Kavi, who had written the praiseworthy poem and essays, the young man who listened well, the devotee who had helped the Allahabad Mutt, and who had established the Mutt in Bombay. Already on this visit, Abhay had had occasion of to be alone with a spiritual master. Who had remembered Abhay's son and presented him with a small bandi jacket. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta turned and spoke confidentially to Abhay. There had been some quarrel amongst the leading disciples in Calcutta, he said, and this distressed him very much. Even now in Vrindavan, it weighed heavily on his mind. Some of his disciples had been fighting over who could use various rooms and facilities at the Gauriya Mutt headquarters in Calcutta. These devotees were all members of the same Mutt, and the building was for propagating Krishna consciousness under the leadership of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Yet even in the spiritual master's presence, they were quarreling. Brahma and Vaishnavas were supposed to be free from envy of any creature. What to speak of envy for one another? If they were to fight now, what would they do after their spiritual master passed away? Abhay had no part in these matters, and he did not even know who was involved. But as he listened to his spiritual master, he also became distressed. Deeply concerned, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said to Abhay, Agun Jwalbe, there will be fire. One day there would be fire in the Calcutta Gauriya Mutt, and that fire of party interests would spread and destroy. Abhay heard but did not know what to make of it. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta had fought for so long and boldly to establish that anyone of any birth could be elevated to become a Brahmana, a Sannyasi or a Vaishnava. But for prestige, But if his followers became contaminated by a little wealth and the desire for prestige, thereby showing themselves to be still low-class men, despite the training and purification, then his mission would be disrupted. If in the name of religion they became attached to ease, position and prestige, it could only mean that they had failed to grasp the teachings of their spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada, he was lamenting that these men are simply after stones and bricks of the buildings. He condemned. He was very, very sorry. When we were living in a rented house, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, if we could collect 200 or 300 rupees, we were living very nicely at Ultadanga. We were happier then, but since we have been given this marble palace in Bagh Bazar, there is friction between our men. Who will occupy this room? Who will occupy that room? Who will be the proprietor of this room? Everyone is planning in different ways. If it would be better to take the marble from the walls and secure money, if I could do this and print books, that would be better. Abhay felt his spiritual master speaking to him in urgency, as if asking him for help and warning him to avert a disaster. But what could he do? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta then said directly to Abhay, Amar Icha Chila Kichu Bai Karana. I had a desire to print some books. If you ever get money, print books. Standing by Radha Kund and beholding his spiritual master, Abhay felt the words deeply after his own life. Thus, if you ever get money, print books. Hare Krishna.
Ram Ram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare